Nurses say they're traumatized, burned out, and understaffed as hospitals across the country rein in profits from the pandemic. They've staged a day of nationwide actions to bring to light what many are seeing on the ground: critical nursing shortages as hospitals are overwhelmed with a fourth COVID-19 wave. Joyce Ball is an emergency room nurse at the nation's first Black-owned hospital, Provident, in Chicago.
Last year, our hospital system had 220 nursing vacancies. This year, 345 vacancies. I don't see the hospital holding a job fair at Provident Hospital. I don't see them working as hard to find nurses as we are working to care for patients. Lack of staff means patients are waiting many hours, 6, 16, 20 hours before they get a bed in the ER, and maybe before they get to a room or to be transferred to our sister unit, to ICU.
According to National Nurses United, an estimated 500 nurses have died since the pandemic began nearly 3 years ago, and thousands more have been sickened from COVID-19. That's why the union is opposing new policies from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that shortened the quarantine time for those infected with COVID-19 from 10 days down to 5. They're also opposing new hospital and state policies that force nurses infected with the virus to work if they have mild symptoms.
How are we not transmitting this to our other colleagues and to our patients?
That's Nurse Peggy Malone. She's worked at Crozer Medical Center in Pennsylvania for 33 years and says after she and another colleague were tested positive for COVID-19, their hospital administrator called her back to work 4 days later, not even adhering to the CDC's 5-day quarantine guideline.
That administrator called on day 4 and said that I could return to work. He didn't ask how I was. He didn't say he was sorry that I was sick. He didn't ask if I had symptoms. He said I can report to work. This is the treatment of healthcare now. We are the heroes, right? That's what we were told, never wanting to be heroes. But now we can't even get safe quality care for ourselves. We are treated horribly. We are disposable commodities. All we are is expensive. These hospital administrations know that with better incentives, we could get more help, yet they don't do it.
What's worse, the union charges, is that state and government officials are reinforcing these unsafe work policies. Just this week in California, Governor Gavin Newsom said he'll allow hospitals to retain nurses infected with COVID-19 if they have mild symptoms. Kathy Kennedy is a neonatal intensive care unit nurse and president of the California Nurses Association. She says hospitals are supposed to be places of treatment and healing, not infection incubators.
Governor Newsom and the California Department of Public Health made an irresponsible and dangerous decision to send asymptomatic healthcare workers who test positive for COVID-19 back to work immediately without isolation or testing. This is crazy. We're in the middle of a pandemic, a COVID surge. This decision doesn't make any sense, and it's unconscionable. Eliminating the isolation time and sending asymptomatic or exposed healthcare workers to work will guarantee more preventable transmission, infections, hospitalizations, and death.
New York is also asking nurses to return, even if infected with COVID-19, if they have mild symptoms. But nurses say hospitals can afford to provide a more robust nursing workforce so they don't have to work when sick. Hospitals just won't. According to a report from the American Hospital Association, hospitals stood to lose as much as $54 billion in revenue last year. But an analysis from the media group Axios finds 24 major hospital systems in the U.S. raked in more than $72 billion and made nearly $12 billion in net profits in the second quarter alone last year. Hospitals like the Mayo Clinic made a 31% increase, Sutter Health an 18% increase, bringing in more than $600 million and dwarfing the $200 million profit statement from the previous year's second quarter in 2020. Zeni Trifuno-Cortez is president of the National Nurses United and a registered nurse.
We have let the interests of corporations and our hospital employers dictate our country's response to this virus. Their goal is profit, not saving lives. We have been traumatized and morally injured by the way our employers chose not to protect us by denying us optimal personal protective equipment, testing, exposure, notification, infection control measures, and the list goes on.
The union is also calling on the Biden administration's OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, to make permanent COVID-19 workplace safety standards for healthcare settings. The agency recently said it would end them instead. The nurses' demand is supported by 21 senators and 115 members of the House, who've sent letters to the Biden administration. Silicon Valley Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna wrote on social media that it's outrageous to force COVID-positive nurses back to hospitals, putting them at risk and making hospitals infection zones. Khanna says there are 1 million registered non-practicing nurses to attract back to the bedside with proper pay and protections instead. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.